Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players now has 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Roy Blunt Jr. and Roxanne Roberts each has 3 points. Paul Provenza has 2.
That's not so bad, Paul.
No, it's just going to get worse.
Okay. Well, Paul, you're in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
Protestant and Catholic parties agreed to share power and restore self-rule in blank.
England.
No, Northern Ireland. The mayor of Greensburg, Kansas, said they will rebuild after the town was hit by a blank.
Twister.
Right, a tornado. New York Governor Eliot Spitzer announced he will be endorsing blank for president.
Who did he say he was? Rudy Giuliani.
No, Hillary Clinton. He's
That's
a Democrat,
what I meant.
You
I always confuse them.
Street Sense came from the back of the pack to win this year's blank.
Kentucky Derby.
Right, an 82-year-old man in Spelhurst, England, foiled the robbery of a grocery store using a blank as a weapon.
A walker.
No, a head of iceberg lettuce. Amazon.com announced that as of this week, over 1 million pre-orders have been placed for the last blank book.
Harry Potter.
Right, scientists around the world are working to create an online catalog that will list every blank.
Human gene.
No, species. 2 Norwegian men were caught vandalizing an elevator in a train station when blank.
A gong went off.
No. And they froze in terror. No, the elevator they were vandalizing locked them inside. Here's a tip. If you're going to vandalize an elevator, do it from the outside. 2 vandals in Norway made the mistake of waiting till the elevator doors closed with them inside before they started smashing it and... Next thing you know, the elevator was too damaged for the doors to open. Once the culprits were trapped, the elevator stopped running, did not open the doors, and in fact sounded an alarm to summon authorities.
Well, that's historically been a problem with Norse technology.
Yeah. So one policeman talked about being caught in the act. Carl, how did Paul Provenza do on our show?
Paul had 3 correct answers, Peter, for 6 more points. Paul now has 8.
I'm in the lead, aren't I?
You're in the lead.
Well done. Enjoy it. Give him a round of applause. We have flipped a coin. Roy has elected to go last. Roxanne, you're up. Please fill in the blank. 1/5 of Griffith Park in Los Angeles was destroyed by blanks this week.
Wildfires.
Right. The board of the World Bank has given blank an additional week to defend himself against conflict of interest charges.
Wolfowitz.
Right. Less than 3 months after winter storms forced the cancellation of hundreds of flights, the CEO of blank stepped down.
JetBlue.
Right. After criticism for his comments about Mitt Romney, Al Sharpton denied saying that blanks don't believe in God.
Mormons.
Right. After being up only a week, the billboard was taken down that advertised a Chicago attorney's services with the caption blank.
Oh, something about death or...
No.
What was it?
You know?
No.
Life is short. Get a divorce. During the first...
like death.
There you go. During the first debate among the 10 Republican presidential candidates, 3 of them raised their hand when asked if they did not believe in blank.
President Bush.
Mm. Evolution.
Evolution.
According to the Los Angeles Times, more than 80% of moviegoers worldwide last weekend paid to see blank.
Spider-Man 3.
Right. A British man is suing because he spent all his money in a wild spending spree based on an incorrect blank.
An incorrect diagnosis that he was going to die.
Exactly right. In less than a year. John Brandrick was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, given a year to live, so he quit his job, gave away all of his possessions, did everything he'd ever wanted to do.
Well.
2 years later, left with only happy memories and the suit he wanted to be buried in. His doctor said, whoops, our bad, you're fine. Brandrick says, sure, he's happy to have a second chance at life, but he'd be even happier if he could buy some food. Carl, how did Roxanne do in our quiz?
Roxanne had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. Roxanne now has 15 points and the lead.
So, Carl, how many then does Roy need to win the game?
6 to tie, 7 to win outright.
All right.
This is for the game, Roy?
Yes.
Fill in the blank.
All right.
The Pentagon alerted 35,000 troops that they could be blanked in the fall.
They could be extended.
No, sent to Iraq. After he was seriously injured in a crash of his official SUV, blank's approval rating rose 5 points.
His official SUV? Schwarzenegger.
No, John Corsi, governor
of New Jersey. Oh, of course. Yeah,
the Senate approved an overhaul of the blank, giving it more power over drug companies.
The Food and Drug Administration.
FDA, yes. On his first visit to Brazil, blank immediately voiced his opposition to abortion.
The Pope.
Yeah, the Pope Benedict. The Century 21 agent selling rapper 50 Cent's Connecticut mansion assures potential buyers, quote, it's all very tasteful, except for the blanks.
The sculptures of 50 Cent.
No, the stripper poles.
Oh.
This week, an Israeli archaeologist announced that after 3 decades of searching, he had found the grave of blank.
Is Shecky Green still alive?
No.
Jesus.
No. Herod, King of the Jews.
That's right, I knew that.
ABC
right.
announced that it will end the island-based series Blank in 2010 when all the show's plot mysteries will be answered.
Lost.
Right. Worried about offending sensitive audience members, organizers at the Brighton Fringe Festival in England are warning audiences that the play Mein Gott contains blank.
Mein Gott?
Mein Gott.
German.
No.
That could frighten people.
Yeah.
No, they're warning audiences that the play contains a roast chicken.
Uh-huh.
You've seen the signs in theaters warning of cigarette smoke, strobe lights, gunshots. Well, signs outside Doug Devaney's black comedy about a man's struggle with obesity warns that there's, brace yourself, vegans, a dead but fully cooked chicken on stage.
Oh, man.
One organizer said, quote, we don't want to cause offense. There will always be one person who is sensitive enough to complain. It's always better to cover yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of dead chickens, here I sit.
Carl, did Roy do well enough to win?
Roy needed at least 6 correct answers to tie Roxanne, but Roy had just 3 correct answers. So with 15 points, Roxanne Roberts is this week's champion.
Well done.
I do concede.